Okay, so you spend so much time creating incredible work, right? Like really pouring your heart and soul into it.
But what if your masterpiece is hidden from the very people who would love it most? That's what today's deep dive is all about.
Unlocking the secrets of reaching the right audience.
I like it.
And to guide us on this journey, we're tapping into the insights of Latin Flash.
Okay.
They've got some really interesting
For
strategies.
getting your art, your music, your thing seen and heard.
Yeah. One of the things I thought was really interesting about Latin Flash's approach was how they kind of cut through the noise. We often hear that talent alone isn't enough. And while that can sting a bit, they reframe the problem. They don't dwell on it, They
Yeah.
offer solutions.
It's like they're handing us a treasure map.
But instead of leading to buried gold, it's guiding us to those hidden pockets of people.
Who are just waiting to be captivated by our work.
That's a cool way to put it, yeah.
And the first landmark Latin Flash points out.
The importance of understanding exactly who those people are.
Exactly. And
Wow.
they call it targeted promotion.
It's not enough to just put your work out there and hope for the best.
Right.
It's about being strategic,
Okay.
like a detective searching for clues.
Yeah.
You have to understand your audience's passions, their habits.
Where they hang out online and offline.
It's like marketing a film. You wouldn't just slap a billboard up in any random town.
Right.
You'd carefully choose locations frequented by film buffs.
The ones most likely to appreciate your genre.
Sure.
Latin Flash suggests applying that same principle to our creative endeavors.
So imagine this, you're a musician creating some seriously cool synthwave electronica.
Okay.
So you wouldn't focus your promotional efforts on, say, a country music radio station.
You'd be looking at online communities, streaming platforms, even indie music blogs that cater to that specific sound.
Pinpointing where your ideal listeners already are.
Okay, that makes a ton of sense. So no more just blindly blasting our message on every platform, hoping somebody somewhere will bite.
Right.
We've got to be intentional, almost surgical about who we're trying to reach.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting.
Latin Flash outlined several approaches for this kind of targeted promotion.
And one of the key players is social media.
Social media, right?
It's unavoidable these days,
This is what it is.
but they're not advocating for just spamming every platform with our latest creation, are they?
Not at all.
They emphasize strategy.
Okay.
Think of each social media platform as a unique environment with its own language and customs.
What works on TikTok might fall flat on Instagram, and vice versa.
I see what you're saying.
Latin Flash encourages us to consider what type of content resonates on each platform and tailor our approach accordingly.
So it's about understanding the nuances of each platform, like
Oh.
how visually driven Instagram is, or the short, snappy nature of TikTok.
Exactly.
And this is where having a solid content plan comes into play.
Something else Latin Flash emphasizes.
So instead of randomly posting whatever pops into our heads,
Yeah.
we need to plan a strategy.
Got it.
We have to think about what we want to achieve with our social media presence.
And then create content that aligns with that goal.
And remember, the goal here is twofold.
We want to create content that not only resonates with our target audience, but also encourages them to share it.
Okay.
The more our work is shared, the wider our reach becomes
Yeah.
within that specific niche.
Which makes sense because people are way more likely to engage with content that's been shared by someone they trust,
For sure.
someone within their existing circle of influence.
But what about venturing beyond the world of social media?
Because as much as it dominates the digital landscape,
Right?
it's not the only game in town.
Absolutely. And this is where Latin Flash brings up a strategy that often gets overlooked in our digital age.
Press coverage.
Press coverage. I'll admit my first thought was, isn't that a bit old school?
Right. The
Like,
more I
the more I
think.
realize how much weight a well-placed article or review still carries.
Yeah, it's about credibility.
When a reputable publication features your work, it adds a layer of legitimacy that
Right.
you don't get from just amassing followers online.
It says, hey, this person is the real deal.
And it's not just about impressing potential fans, right?
Right.
Getting featured in the right publication could catch the eye of gallery owners,
Absolutely.
festival organizers, even brands looking for collaboration. It's
Exactly.
about tapping into a wider network of influencers and decision makers who might not be on Instagram every day.
And this is where Latin Flash introduces a term that I think is crucial for anyone seeking press coverage.
Compelling pitches.
Okay, so break that down for us. What exactly is a compelling pitch?
So it's not just sending a generic email,
That says, hey, I'm an artist, check out my website. It's
right?
about crafting a story that grabs attention.
Something that makes journalists curious and makes them want to learn more.
So let's say you're a visual artist with an upcoming exhibition.
Okay.
Instead of just listing the dates and the location,
you'd want to highlight what makes your work unique.
Sure.
What themes you're exploring. What inspired you to create it.
Precisely.
If you're a musician, maybe you've got a unique backstory.
Maybe you taught yourself to play using only found objects.
Or your music is inspired by the soundscapes of abandoned buildings.
You know, those are the kind of details that make journalists sit up and take notice.
It's about finding the hook.
Yeah.
That one irresistible element that makes someone want to dive deeper into your work.
And this reminds me of something else Latin Flash touches on.
The power of influencer collaborations.
Ah, yes. Influencers.
They're like the modern day tastemakers.
And partnering with the right ones can be a game changer.
But it's not just about chasing after the biggest names with millions of followers, right?
Right.
Latin Flash emphasizes finding the right connections.
Exactly.
Even if they have a smaller, more niche audience.
100%.
Remember our synthwave musician from earlier?
Partnering with a popular gaming YouTuber who loves that genre
would be far more impactful than, say, trying to get a shout out from a mainstream pop star.
For sure.
It's about authenticity.
The influencer should genuinely connect with your work and resonate with your target audience.
It has to feel like a natural fit.
Right.
Not a forced marketing ploy.
Yeah. And, you know, this ties back to our earlier conversation about targeted promotion.
It all comes down to understanding your audience, their interests, who they trust, what they pay attention to.
But while we're talking about reaching new audiences,
there's one more strategy that Latin Flash highlights that I find particularly interesting.
The power of events.
Events.
I'll admit, in our digital first world, in-person events sometimes feel like a relic of the past.
Yeah.
But I can see how they'd offer a unique opportunity to connect with people.
In a more meaningful way?
It's about creating an experience.
Something memorable.
Yeah.
Think about a musician hosting a meet and greet after their show.
Okay.
Where fans can chat.
Get their merch signed, maybe even grab a quick selfie.
It transforms a passive concert experience into something more personal.
For sure.
More engaging.
It builds a stronger connection between the artist and their fans.
And think about the potential for social media buzz.
Fans are more likely to share photos and videos from a memorable event.
Which further amplifies your reach.
It's like they're saying, don't just be present, be memorable.
I like that.
But how do we apply this to other creative fields?
It's easy to envision a meet and greet for a musician.
Right.
But what about, say, a writer or a visual artist?
That's where a little creativity comes in.
Imagine a writer hosting a reading and a Q&A session at a cozy bookstore.
Okay.
Followed by a book signing where they can chat with readers one-on-one.
Or a visual artist offering a live painting demonstration during their exhibition opening.
Giving viewers a glimpse into their creative process.
It's about adding value.
Yeah.
Going beyond simply presenting your work.
And finding ways to make the experience interactive and engaging.
And what's really cool is how these events can create a ripple effect.
People who attend might share their experiences online.
Right.
And attract even more attention to your work.
It's like that word of mouth buzz, but amplified.
Exactly.
It's like Latin Flash is saying, don't be afraid to get creative.
Think outside those traditional gallery walls or concert stages.
Exactly. And this brings us to a crucial point that Latin Flash emphasizes throughout their whole approach.
Consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not enough to just implement these strategies once and expect overnight success.
Right.
It's about building relationships.
Nurturing your online presence.
Consistently putting your work out there.
Okay, I'll admit that's where I personally struggle sometimes.
Staying consistent with promotion can feel like a Herculean effort.
Yeah.
Especially when you'd rather be in the creative zone, you know.
Lost in your work.
Right.
But Latin Flash makes a good point.
It's about finding a sustainable rhythm that works for you.
Even
if it's just dedicating a small amount of time each day or each week to promoting your work.
And that's a perfect segue into what I wanted to leave our listeners with today.
You know, this deep dive has been packed with insights from Latin Flash.
It has.
From understanding your audience to crafting those compelling pitches.
But the real magic happens when you take action.
So for all you creators out there listening,
here's what I want you to ask yourself.
What resonated with you most from Latin Flash's approach?
What feels doable right now, even if it's just one small step?
Maybe it's identifying your target audience.
Who are you actually trying to reach with your work?
Or maybe it's brainstorming a list of publications or influencers.
That really align with your creative vision.
Whatever it is.
Write it down and commit to taking action.
Love that. No more just passively consuming information.
It's time to turn inspiration into action.
That's what I'm talking about.
And remember, while Latin Flash provides this really fantastic roadmap for getting noticed,
right,
what truly captivates audiences,
what keeps them coming back for more,
is the power of your art itself.
So well said. Nurture your craft.
Keep experimenting and let that passion shine through in everything you do.
Because ultimately, that's the secret sauce.
That's the magic ingredient that transforms casual viewers into lifelong fans.
On that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into reaching the right audience.
Remember, you got this.
Go make something incredible, and we'll be here next time with another deep dive into the world of creative insights.